do not like calling any scripture familiar, though I know it by heart, and I can quote a lot of it by heart, but I still don't call it familiar, because whatever we think is familiar, we tend to disrespect. And people that we think we're familiar with, we have a tendency to disregard or disrespect them. And that's one of the worst things you can do, because whatever you disrespect is packing its bags and moving away from you. Whatever you respect is moving toward you. Whatever you don't appreciate is moving away from us. And whatever we appreciate is running toward us. From the awesome book of 2 Kings chapter 5, appreciate all the wonderful worship leadership and Brother Sandy and Brother Siebert up here. These guys are awesome young men. We have some awesome people. I loved every time Billy and Sharon here, I just feel like some more family's here. He's my brother. Hallelujah. He ain't heavy. He's my brother. Amen. Praise God. And then it's good to see Tammy back in her family. I've missed these guys. Missed him last week. I was praying for him this morning. Won't tell you what time, but let's just say it was early. Praise God. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 10. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. He was a leper. Now, who was Naaman? He was the 5-star Dwight David Eisenhower of the Syrian army. So this is being said to a general, right? I've been around some generals. I have been called a general in the Holy Ghost. That was one of the greatest compliments by a man that was very sensitive to the Spirit of God. But this guy was not your Johnny come lately. He was a general. And he's getting this command that would be very embarrassing to follow through on. Verse 11. But Naaman was wroth. Why was he so upset? His ego was disturbed. E-G-O, edging God out. That's not in the scripture. That's me. Don't. Okay. And went away and said, behold, I thought he will surely come out to me. That is the prophet of God. And stand and call on the name of the Lord, his God, you know, ceremonial, you know, and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Ladies and gentlemen, we get in so much trouble when we live our lives based on presumption. That could be an entire message. Verse number 12. Are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. You ever done that? You really didn't have a good reason. You know, sometimes we think if we're angry, that's all the reason we need. Somebody must have done something wrong. If we're angry, that's not true. That's a fallacy. There have been times when I've been angry, I didn't have a really good reason. Yeah. Uh-huh. Your anger doesn't constitute a good reason. Right. Just because you're ticked doesn't mean you have the right to be ticked. Right. Just want to put it street level lingo, you understand? Okay, verse 13. And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather than when he saith to thee, wash and be clean? Dude, as my daughter would say, dude, he didn't ask you to do something hard. It might be embarrassing, but it ain't hard. He just asked you to do something simple. I know it's tough on your ego. You know, when you boil the grease out of everything, it comes down to our pride sometimes. I'm sorry. I just thought I'd no extra charge for that comment. Listen to this. Verse 14. Then went he down. Can you fathom how ridiculous this looked to himself and anybody else that was watching? and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan. That took a lot. I mean, you can almost hear the air going out of his tires. I've had that experience too many times, to hear the air going, literally going out of my tires. We went for years, no problem. Big old holiday rambler on the back of my black and white Suburban. No problem. No flat tire. No. And in 2.5 days, 5 flat tires. And the last one, I could hear the air going out, and I grabbed a nail and stuck it in the hole and limped on into town. Didn't quit preaching, didn't quit evangelizing, just sort of limped on into town. Isn't 5 the number of apostolic ministry? Come on now, is it 5? Is it 5? My 5th flat tire, 2.5 days. That's a record for me. Haven't broke it since. Still holding on to that nail, praise God. Woo, come on now. Then he went down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh, listen to this, of a little child. Now, ain't that a combination? You talk about balance. Here's a 5-star general who's probably got hair almost as dark as mine. Now, you know I'm an optimist. And he's got skin grown on him like the skin of a little child. Somebody can shake his hand and they go, wow, you got soft hands, dude. See, remember what Jesus said, except you become like a little child? You can't enter in. If you don't humble yourself and become like a little child, you won't enter. Okay, and then Jesus said, you must be born again. Well, when you're born again, what is birth think of being new? Being chubby, you know, being, oh, please somebody help me. I can't get where I need to go. I need some help. Can somebody show me where the diapers are? Because I'm fixing to make a contribution. And we got to have people pick us up, carry us around. It's so humbling to be a baby. He said, you must be born again. You must become like babies again. Oh, talk about hear the air go out of our ego. Yes. Wow, watch this. Verse 15. And he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came and stood before him. And he said, behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth, but, notice how he says this, but in Israel. Now therefore I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant. But he said, prophet of God, he said, as the Lord liveth, before whom I stand, I will receive none. Now that I know that blows your mind. And he urged him to take it, but he refused. Mm-hmm. Yep. Now watch this key verse. There's some strange in this next verse, okay? And Naaman said, shall there not then, I pray thee, be given to thy servant? Now get this, folks. Be given to thy servant, referring to himself, 2 mules burden of earth. For thy servant will henceforth offer neither burnt offering nor sacrifice unto other gods, but unto the Lord. You ever heard that preached on, Brother Sandy? This is the strangest request in 1189 chapters of the Old and New Testaments. All right? 1189 total chapters in the Old and New Testament. Okay, there's nothing quite like this in the whole Bible. Hey, okay, then before I go back home to Syria, could I have a whole lot of dirt? Is that okay? Could you gift me some dirt? Could you fill some bags up and load these mules down with some dirt? If I can't give you something, could I have some dirt? You want to talk about a strange request? But I want to tell you what he wanted to do with the dirt. And I'm going to ask Brother Sandy to pray for us. Would you lift your hands? Hallelujah.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your word, God, for it's already anointed. I pray, God, a special anointing on Pastor today. God, as he preaches your word, God, let it touch our hearts, our minds. God, let us leave here changed, oh God. Give us an expectation, oh God. God, for what we are about to hear, Lord. God, it's life-changing. God, for your word is alive. And God, let it touch us, oh God, this morning, I pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we give you glory and honor today. In Jesus' wonderful name.
Would you clap to the Lord a praise offering unto him? You may be seated. Okay, you shoppers. Attention all shoppers. You ever heard that in stores late, you know? Attention all shoppers. We have dirt on discount. Sugar, did you hear what I just heard over the intercom? Attention all shoppers. We have dirt on discount. Did I hear that right? How many of you have told somebody, okay, we're... When my wife says this, I fear the Lord strikes me. I'm going shopping. Okay, I'm going to stay here and pray for you. That God would protect you. And that God would put a conservative presence on you. We do believe in the conservative right, somewhat at least. Okay. Has anybody here? Now we opened up some white elephants. Do you know where that term came from? Years ago in Siam, when somebody offended the king, and he was really, really, really upset with them, he would gift them a white elephant. Yeah, they had to take care of it. They had to feed it. They had to water it. They had to... You know, and that was his discipline, judgment to them. They have to feed and take care. And in doing so, they went to the poorhouse. It's true. True story. So I'm so glad that we opened up those gifts. You know, why? Oh, by the way, I got gypped. Man, I looked out. Somebody told me what Brother Dinkins had. I got, you know, sign language, you know. I want your... He jumps up. He comes around there. He gets me that bag. What was in there? Cologne. Soap. Body soap. Big old deal of body soap. About three or four. Man, I thought, hot diggity dog, I'm set. Now, how can I hide this under my coat? Look, all of a sudden, Linda's there. Pastor, could you... And she gave me some pictures. Pictures! One sheet of here, I want your... And she stole. But I got to looking at them pictures. And I saw a picture of one of our people. And they were laying on a beach. And let's just say that there was an exposure. And I said, oh, I got a plan. Next time I see him, I'm going to say, take a look at this picture. If you don't make every church service in the next year, I'm going to blow this up big and put it on my office door. All of a sudden, attendance goes up. It's just a thought. It's just a thought, but I would really like to follow through with that. He's going to kill me when he finds out I have that picture. And then there's another one that's a smaller one that looks even worse. Out in the water. But wouldn't it have been terrible if you'd opened up your white elephant to find a bunch of dirt? What? Like, was it? What is it Sister Jess says? Sown or... No, what? It's... There. Come here, Jess. Come here. There's nobody that can say this quite like her. I think she says it under an anointing. It's to make a point. See, it's to make a point. So what if you'd opened that gift and dirt?
Well.
I think she should say that one more time. Because she's saying it with an anointing. You open up that bag and you think there's going to be candy, there's going to be fudge, there's going to be a piece of pie, there's going to be something really good, and there's dirt. And she says,
well.
It's like, I got gypped. You got pictures, I got dirt. Dude, it don't get no worse than that. You give somebody, giving away dirt today on sale, 39% off. Three wheelbarrow loads, and we'll give you another 5%. And probably Mike Jones could flow with that one after 45 tons. Okay, now watch this. Get this. It wasn't just any dirt. Okay. And I got to tell you what he wanted it for, because this is a strange. Hey, okay, Jack, if I can't give you a blessing, you won't take no offering, no nothing, which is exceptional for a preacher. I mean, you can't take nothing. I can't give you no tithes, no offering. No, that's a miracle in itself. Okay. But at least could I ask you for two mules carrying every bag of dirt they can carry so I can take that home to Syria? Well, what in the world was he planning? Well, the secret is in the verse. Okay, it's verse 17, 2 Kings 5. And Naaman said, shall there not then, I pray thee, be given to thy servant two mules burden of earth? For thy servant will henceforth offer neither burnt offering nor sacrifice unto other gods, but unto the Lord. So what did you know that Naaman's story is a picture of the new birth? Did you know that? Well, now think about it. He was healed. Anybody get healed when they got born again? Anybody get healed when they got born again? Anybody's heart get healed when you got born again? Yeah, okay, been there. Okay, he was cleansed. They use that term, especially with leprosy. And leprosy was a type of sin. And he was covered in it, and it was cleansed. It was gone when he humbled himself. When he humbled, oh my, why did we go to the altar? When we humble ourselves, we open up the door to a miracle. When we humble ourselves, we open up the door to the power of God. When we humble ourselves, get our ego out of the way, get our arrogances out of the way, get our pride out of the way, we open the door to the supernatural. So he was healed, he was cleansed, he was changed. All of that. What does it say? And this, I don't think this is in our list, Sister Gwen. God bless you for helping us with these scriptures. But does anybody remember that little verse that says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. One translation says, he is a new species. If he's in Jesus, he's a new species. Wow. So, what was he asking for? This is another picture of what the new birth does for us. When he said, I'm not going to go back to my home in Syria and worship the gods I used to worship. And to prove it, I'm going to bring some dirt from Israel, because everybody knows that Israel's God is Jehovah, Lord of hosts. And I'm going to bring, I'm going to bring some dirt back, and I'm going to build an altar. Come on now. That's what he was saying. This is the picture of the new birth. We don't go back to do what we used to do. We don't go back to all those addictions. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. What was he going to do? He was going to go back to his idol-laden land. And he was going to bring some dirt from a country that served
the living God to signify to them. You see, you think all dirt equals all dirt. It's not true. For instance, I was down in the basement looking for a white elephant gift. I so wanted you to get that knife. That tool kit in a knife. But I'm glad Stephen got it. But wish I had two of them. So I'm down there. And I'm looking for something. I got more stuff. Dude, I'm rich in stuff. I don't know if it's worth anything. But you need stuff. I got stuff, dude. Stuff in boxes. Books. Library of Congress ain't got nothing on me. Dude, I got books everywhere. So anyway, Sister Tiffany, I look over there and there's these little plastic bottles and it's got a date. 1995, water from the Jordan. I almost brought it here. And maybe I could stand down here to take the lid off and go, anybody like a little Jordan water in you? We don't normally sprinkle, but we might make a compromise here. We baptize under the water, but I got some Jordan. Yeah. Well, so if I brought that, how many of you, if I brought that Jordan river water, truly, it's got the date and everything on, and I said, just to have some fun here, I bless this water in the name of Jesus, and I'm going to let you come up, I'm going to put a drop on your wrist or something, and you can say, I've been in contact with the river Jordan. See, that's what some people do. They get a little, tiny little touch of God, and they live for 20 years on a little dab of God. But God ain't Brill Cream. A little dab won't do you. He wants to fill us with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He wants to open up rivers, and out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this he spake of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, because that the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Oh, we'll live for a little dab of God, with a little dab of God for years. So, would you believe it if I tell you I don't treat that Jordan River water like other water? I brought 70 bottles of water into my house early this morning. 70. 70. And he sent them out 2x2. 70. But I wouldn't give you all those bottles of water for this one bottle of Jordan River water. Why are you saying that? Because not all water is equal and not all dirt is equal. Did you know that the Jews considered the land, the dirt, the land, the ground, where the temple site is, the holiest ground on the planet? And that they had grades or gradations of holy land all the way till you got up to, and I've been there at the temple wall, the Wailing Wall. Yes. That's the holiest, according to them, the holiest dirt in the world because of where it is. And Naaman was saying, I'm cleansed, I'm healed, I'm changed, and now I want to take back something from this land, because everybody knows that Israel doesn't serve gods and gods. Israel serves the Lord Jehovah. And I'm going to take this dirt from Israel back to my land. And instead of worshiping Rimmon or these other well-known so-called gods and goddesses, small g, I'm going to take this dirt and I'm going to build an altar and show them. They're going to see I've got a miracle. I'm different. I'm changed. I'm not a leper any longer. Woo! Man, do you see what he was thinking? It wasn't just any dirt. If I gave you a vase full of dirt from the moon, would you treat it differently than a vase full of dirt from your backyard? They came back with that kind of stuff, rocks and dirt from the moon. And you know, it was worth a lot. It took them billions of dollars to get somebody up there to capture it. So a vase of dirt from the moon would be worth more than just the dirt in your garden. Not all dirt is synonymous with every other dirt. Not all water is synonymous with baptismal water. Oh, I'm sorry. I promise you, this was what? That's why he said, he made this, I'm not going to go offer sacrifices any longer to the gods of my land. I'm going to take this dirt from Israel and everybody around here, the nations around this country know Israel serves Jehovah Lord of hosts. And I'm bringing this dirt home to Syria and I'm going to build an altar out of it and I'm going to serve the Lord and I'm going to be a witness to what God did for me when I was in Israel. Come on, let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah. I praise you, my God. I worship you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. I give you praise. Hallelujah. Watch this. Naaman again is a picture of the new birth. When you are really born again, you want to live in such a way. You want to do things in a new way. You want to stop going to some places and go to some new places. You want to stop reading some literature. Okay, you ready for this? He was cleansed. He was healed. He was changed. But now, again, picture of the new birth. He's making a consecration. Because the new birth is not complete without a consecration. The new birth is not complete without an altar. So I got a suggestion for you. But I've really got to know that you want to hear the suggestion. So I've got to have several people stand up and say, I want to hear the suggestion. I'm going to suggest that you take all the dirt that's been thrown at you and build an altar out of it. Come on now. I want you to take all the dirt, all the junk, all the garbage that's been thrown at you and build an altar out of it. Come on. I wish somebody would dance right now. Come on. Take that dirt. And go home and build an altar out of it. Lift your hand. Let's magnify the Lord. He's a good God. Woo! Yeah. Wow. You won't make the devil nervous? Take the dirt he's thrown at you and build altars out of it. You want people to know that you have been changed? Instead of being a professional griper, become a professional altar builder. Instead of becoming a complainer, become an altar builder. Come on, understand what I'm saying. Some of us are going through some things. He is with us. He is with us. His name is Emmanuel, God with us. He is with us. You can take every negative thing. You can take all the junk. You can take everything thrown at you and build altars out of it. Woo, come on. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen to what the Apostle Paul, almost done. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said. For Philippians 1, verse 12. But I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me. Would you like to know some of the things that happened unto him? He was stoned. We're not talking about a visit to the local tavern. We're talking about being beat up and people pelting you with stones that are supposed to kill you. As a matter of fact, one story. And Lystra, he lay there under a heap of stones. And they thought he was dead. And while they were standing there trying to figure out what to do with him, the Bible says he rose up. But the word rose in the Greek is the same word for resurrect. Come on, get out of my way, devil. I'm going to make a comeback. Come on, I'm going to make a comeback. Do you hear me now? I'm bouncing back. I'm coming back. I'm going to still live for God. I'm going to keep on singing my... Nobody can take your song. Nobody can take your song. Come on, let's worship God. Nobody can steal your song. I can take the dirt and I can go home and build an altar with it. I can take the crazy stuff. I can take the negative, the criticism, all of it, and I can build altars. Well, let's love him right now. There's a touch of God. Be encouraged. Be encouraged, child of God. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. God has a resurrection. Hallelujah, ready for you. God has a comeback ready for you. God has a healing ready for you, prepared for you. Is a miracle, and the evidence of it is what you do with your dirt. Come on now, clap your hands to the Lord. Woo! You're gonna come back. You're gonna make it. You're gonna dance on the mountain. You're going to sing in the valley. Oh, yeah. And the evidence of your change is not just that you got healed and that you've been, and the Jews teach this, that this man was converted to the Jewish religion. They teach that. He was, in other words, converted. What was the proof of it? What he built his altars out of. What he built his altars. So Paul says, I want you to understand something, brethren. The things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. Every piece of craziness that was thrown at me, it fell out to the furtherance of the gospel. Hallelujah. So he says that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace. There were apostolic believers in the palace. And one of the reasons why is because there was this rugged man named Paul who you couldn't kill without creating a resurrection. He says, verse 14, and many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. You want to frustrate the devil? Take all the dirt that's been thrown out of you and build an altar. And build an altar. Hallelujah. Build an altar. Let me go home, Mr. Prophet, Mr. Preacher Man, and let me take two mules that can carry all the bags of dirt they can. And when I get home, it's not just the fact that I look different. I am different. I'm converted. I'm changed. But it's the fact I'm going to build an altar. And it's not to my old false gods. It's to the God of Israel. It's to the God of Israel. Not all dirt is equal to all dirt, and not all water is equal to other waters. There is a dirt, amen, that's considered by the Jews sacred, and this man considered it the same. Woo! Somebody needs to hear this. You've been beat up, or you've been in a beat down, and maybe it didn't go well, but you're coming back, honey child. You're going to make it. I said, you're going to make it. Kick your heels up, throw your hands up, make up your mind. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I can do all things through Christ. Woo. Anybody remember the name of the builder who built this pulpit? Kenny. Say it real loud. What a guy he is. And he was with us in one of our last prayer meetings right here in this building just weeks ago. I put him up with a lot of other preachers to speak. He's an amazing guy. He builds amazing pulpits. There's something like 260 to 280 some boards in this pulpit. It's the truth. But anyway, he's a genius. When you listen to him, you can tell this guy's a genius. And he was talking about electricity. And he was talking about the fact that you have to have a positive and a negative charge to create power. But really, what really spoke to me is when he said, it's the negative that carries the grounding side. You know why God sometimes allows us, Brother Nevin? And that you were hilarious last night. He's a natural. He's a natural. Come see holiday humor. He's a natural. Do you know that sometimes, to keep us grounded and to create power, God allows us to experience the negative? Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Yeah. Oh, I want power. Well, you're going to have to deal with a positive and a negative deal. All right. It's not all. You know, somebody said, I said to Brother Dinkins the other day, this was supposed to be peaches and cream, and it turned into preaches and scream. You go from peaches and cream to preaches and scream. I mean, you know, that's what you go in life. You know, you go from the penthouse to the outhouse real fast, from hero to zero overnight. I mean, you know, that's the way it is. So don't get too haughty when you're up there, because falling hurts least those who fly low. See, so take that dirt and build an altar out of it, and you'll shock hell. And you'll have a testimony that something really did redemptive happen to you. Because you know how to handle your dirt. Is this okay? I'm almost done. Truly, truly, I say unto thee, I'm almost done. Anybody like to buy some dirt? Oh, yeah. Hey, about 8 days ago at Saturday night prayer, I was reading some earthquake statistics, and I said it was all that happened in Alaska. It wasn't, it was beyond that. It was like all of the United States. Okay, so that makes it more sense, a little more sensible. So these statistics were accurate about 8 days ago on a Saturday night, okay? So in these United States, there were 652 earthquakes. When I read this 8 days ago, 652 earthquakes in the United States in the past 24 hours. When I read this 8 days ago, 1,372 earthquakes in the past 7 days from that day I read it. There were 2,710 earthquakes in the past 30 days when I read this in the United States. 2,710 in the last month earthquakes. And then, last but not least, when I read this 8 days ago, 61,313 earthquakes in the United States in the last 365 days. 61,313 earthquakes in our country in 1 year. But have you ever heard someone say, I'm moving to Europe, because there's just too many earthquakes here? What are you doing? I'm moving to Tanzania. I'm moving to Timbuktu. Why? There's just too many stinking earthquakes in these here states. What are you saying? I'm saying we sort of become a durable people. You know, you're about as durable and rugged as you make up your mind to be. Are you made out of paper mache? Okay, here we go. I got to tell you, this is one of my favorites. The story of the codfish. Number of years ago, and the codfish, I love fish, by the way. Anybody love eating cod? We were on Newfoundland, you know, the big island of Newfoundland, and we had a lot of cod. It was awesome. So in the northeast coast of the United States, we had a problem. The fresher the fish, the better, of course. So how could they keep the codfish fresh when they transported them across the country? When they froze those fish, they lost too much flavor. When they transported them live in tanks filled with salt water, the fish got soft and mushy. Anybody like your fish soft and mushy? I like my oatmeal that way. I hope that baby food is that way, but I don't like my fish that way. So they had a problem. And then somebody came up with a brainstorm. They knew that catfish are the natural enemy to codfish. Listen, I've eaten so many catfish at Cracker Barrel, they had to go order some more. You know, I love catfish. So they placed the natural predator to codfish, in other words, catfish, in the tanks as they transported the cod. So catfish chased them all around the tank for hours and days. And when they got to where they were going, they were fresh and sturdy and had flavor. So Chuck Swindoll says, we all need some catfish in our lives. Wow. Pastor, I'm so tired. Whatever it is chasing you, you're going to have stronger legs. You're going to have a stronger heart. You're going to have a stronger attitude. You're going to have a never say quit spirit. And wherever you're going in the purposes and the will of God, when you get there, you're going to taste good. Come on now. You got to take your dirt and you have to build some altars out of your dirt. Come on now. You're going somewhere. God's purposes are on you. You have an assignment. And if he took out of your life everybody that irritates you, there wouldn't be no people left in your life. That's not in my notes. I just threw that in for. Oh, God, would you? You said in your word, God, thou shalt not kill. So I have restrictions. How about cripple? Not kill him, cripple. If he took out of your life all the catfish, you wouldn't even taste right. Your testimony won't smell right. What did it say about those three Hebrew children? The smell of the smoke was not on them. I heard Brother Tenney, we love and admire and respect Brother Tenney, who was my wife's boss for 3 years. She's got some great stories about what he would say in the office. But he said, yeah, some folks go through a trial and you can smell the smoke on them for 6 months in testimony service. I have a suggestion for you. Would anybody love to hear my suggestion? Take your dirt and build an altar out of it. Lift your hands. Would you with me as we soften the lights and we open our hearts to the touch of God. Somebody needed this. Somebody needs to be encouraged. I've come to encourage you. I don't care what you're going through. There have no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God will also with the temptation make a way of escape. Don't try killing all the catfish. I love you, Jesus, for everything. In everything, give thanks. Not when you're past it, not when you're through it, but when you are in it. In everything, give thanks. In everything. Hey, brother. Hey, Sister Evelyn. Bring Rick up just real quick before you have to run. That's okay. I'm going to pray a blessing over you. These are my buddies. They probably got a Christmas dinner or something like that, or a holiday dinner. Brother Rick, I believe the Lord's blessing you. Come on, Sister Evelyn, back him up. You're an amazing intercessor. Before you run, it's probably maybe a half a dozen. It might be the grandbabies calling them. We love these guys. They're great, great grandparents. I mean, they're great in their grandparenting. And you might even be great grandparents. Are you? See? There's a spirit of prophecy on me. Let's pray a blessing over them. Would you? Right now, Jesus, just bless them. Bless their hearts. Let healing. Lord Jesus, bless them from the right and from the left. Bless them. Bless them, Jesus. Bless them with strength. Bless them, God. Bless them. Bless their finances. Bless their strength. Bless their perception. Bless, Lord God, their giving. Restore, renew, Lord, their resources. Come on, lift your hand. Let's be a blessing to the people of God. Oh, my. Come to love these guys. Lord, I want them to feel your strength today. I want them to feel your strength today. These are our precious friends. Oh, God. And you're working in them. Oh, yes, Lord. Bless them. Bless them. Oh, yes. In Jesus' name. Great God. Heal our hearts. Heal our hearts. Willing, Lord. We're willing, like Naaman of old, to humble ourselves. All of us. Something about going to an altar. And these are, I'm going to tell you what, this gal can cook. Hey, Brother Nevin, she's in that Angela, Sister Meadows bracket. I mean, you know, Jessica bracket. You know, this gal can cook, I'm telling you. If you got any problems, go over and eat at their house. You forget all your problems. Praise God, because you enjoy the good cooking so much. Give them a hand of appreciation. These are awesome folks. Love you. All right. Listen to this as we close. I heard a preacher friend of mine tell this story. He said it was some kind of an Olympic race and skiers, snow, all of that. And he said there was a lady skier. There were actually two lady skiers that were just like right out in front. And he said this one lady became the first female Afro-American lady skier to win a medal. But she fell. Now, she had a handicap. She had only one leg. But she fell. But so did the skier behind her. She fell too. But the skier behind her got up faster. And because the lady behind her who fell got up faster, she won the gold medal. But listen to this. The lady with one leg that fell actually had a better times skiing. But it just took her longer to get up. So she got the silver medal. So my challenge to you is, how fast can you get up? How fast could you run to this altar? How fast could you jump to your feet and say, you count me in, preacher man. I'm going to go all the way with my God. I'm going to serve him on tough days. I'm going to serve him on difficult days. I'm going to take dirt and I'm going to make altars out of it. Whew, I'm going to take some dirt from the Holy Land. I'm going to take some dirt from the Wailing Wall, and I'm going to build some altars out of it in my town. Oh, Totokesha, would you lift your hands? Oh, pray in the Holy Ghost. Would you take every nightmare, take every wound, take every hurt, take every misunderstanding. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I'm going to build an altar. I'm going to build an altar. I'm going to build an altar out of every broken piece. I'm going to build an altar out of every pain and every trauma. I'm going to build an altar. I'm going to build an altar. Hallelujah. Would you reach out right now? I don't care what you've been through. Take your dirt and build an altar. Thank you, Jesus.
Are you hurting and broken within? Overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? Jesus is calling.
Jesus is calling.
Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling.
Don't you shoot that catfish. Don't you kill that catfish. He's going to keep you on the run. He's going to keep you fresh. He's going to keep you fresh and tasty. If somebody is going to listen to your testimony, and it's going to resonate, it's going to be fresh. Oh, right now. Right now. Right now. Building altars out of dirt.
Hallelujah. Behind your regrets and mistakes.
Just building altars.
Today there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling.
Jesus.
Bring your sorrows and train them to
just
joy.
Building altars.
From the ashes and the
dirt.
Jesus is calling.
Jesus,
oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open.
Open wide.
Forgiveness was born with the precious blood.